WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Fast-moving floodwaters in Texas over the weekend are responsible for at least 80 deaths, according to emergency officials there, and many are still missing. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Kerrville, Texas.
Rescuers growing desperate to find the missing and recover those swept away by the historic flash floods that left over 40 missing. In the pre-dawn hours of July 4th, waters rising 26 feet in less than an hour. Many still asleep. The ground dried by drought acted like concrete, sending the water rushing straight into river basins.
More rain is in the forecast for later today. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be in Washington this evening, set for a meeting with President Trump at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss a potential ceasefire proposal amid Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. This will also mark the first time Trump and Netanyahu have met since the U.S. struck three of Iran's nuclear facilities. This is ABC News.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released the data from their annual spring surveys of Wisconsin ruffed grouse and pheasants. According to a press release last week, the spring survey found an increase in the number of pheasant observations over the last year, remaining above the five-year average. The ruffed grouse survey showed a 6% decrease from last year, but still significantly higher than the five-year average. The Department of Natural Resources uses the survey data to inform hunting and management policies for the birds. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a court order to stop the Trump administration from blocking access to public health and social service programs. The multi-state lawsuit filed in May sought to block Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy from eliminating more than a dozen agencies and firing 10,000 employees. The coalition argued the changes immediately endangered lives and left crucial systems in chaos. The cuts would have affected the CDC, Center for Tobacco Products, and the Office of Head Start. Barron County has extended the deadline for residents to provide their input on the 2025-2030 Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan. The survey is available online and will now be open for comments until July 18th. The goal of the survey is to inform Barron County officials on what residents enjoy about their current recreation opportunities and what future improvements they would like to see. Residents will also be able to make their own suggestions for adding new recreation opportunities. The survey should only take about 5 to 10 minutes to complete. Ashland County officials say the tourism industry saw a slight dip in 2024 despite most other counties in the state seeing strong growth. According to the Ashland Chamber of Commerce, the overall economic impact generated by tourism in the county dropped from $66 million in 2023 to $65 million last year. Direct visitor spending as well as local and state tax collection also saw slight drops last year. County officials say tourism is still a major part of the local economy, and the industry did see a slight increase in total labor income. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just two hits, one run, striking out eight on 70 pitches in six innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field, that'll get a run in. Plenty, it is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a three-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 80. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with again a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why? night.
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back. Nice to have you here up north on this Monday morning, July 7th, 2025, a very special day, as we're going to find out in just a bit when we check in with John and Gordy down at our Civic Media station in Madison. Parker Olson's over in Madison Studio A2. If you missed us last hour, you can always subscribe to the show as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple and catch some back episodes over on the Civic Media Radio Network at civicmedia.us on the website. Don't forget, Thursday, we'll have Congressman Mark Bocan joining the show as well. But right now, it's time to get to meteorologist Brittany Merlot to find out more about the forecast. And Brittany, from Robin Tigerton, he says, with the very warm and humid weather Saturday, I'm surprised we didn't get more of a major severe weather outbreak. And I know it's been a while since we've talked, but, you know, middle to late last week, I mean, we got 3.5 inches of rain up here in Chippewa Falls over the course of what, you know, 48 hours or something like that. So nobody's talking droughts, but I know John and Gordy are going to talk a bit about mosquitoes. So you didn't get severe weather, but you got critters instead, right?
Oh, they are out in abundance. The mosquitoes, the ticks, the black flies, the no-see-ums. Oh, goodness. Yes, a lot of us are scratching this morning from all of that this weekend. But a beautiful week ahead, honestly. A high-pressure system settles in today. We've got plenty of sunshine, comfortable temperatures this morning. We're in the low 50s far north to low 70s far south in the state today, and highs statewide climb to the upper 70s. We are looking at warmer temperatures in the mid 80s far southwest in the state today, and upper 60s if you're by the Great Lakes. So some free AC, still staying cool over there. And we've got a low pressure system on the way tomorrow, so it is going to bring chances of maybe some scattered showers late tonight, overnight. Few of those could linger early tomorrow morning. We get a little break, and then a few thunderstorms do want to spark up tomorrow afternoon. Now, none of those are looking strong, too severe. They don't even pack that much rainfall with them either. So that's all good news, because, you know, the flooding was a concern, obviously, down south. And then obviously last week here for us, the Mississippi River is actually in an action stage for a lot of points. So those rivers are still rushing. They're still up there. But thankfully, we get a little bit of a break, quite a break, because honestly, the only chances for rain this week are tomorrow and then late Friday and into Saturday.
I know about the rivers running a little high. The Chippewa was last week after all that rain, so I couldn't take the boat out Thursday till after I'd done the lake owner's Rubik's Cube game of putting your dock back together. Because
oh, no.
the sections were like tied on, but they weren't like zip tied down, so they were all kind of like free floating, you know, for a time, and
yep.
Then came back down. So you have to put your dock back together before you can get out on the water, but then you finally can. Rob says, I've got my deep woods off with me at all times.
Me
so that's
too.
Good. And on the text line, Tom in Hartford just simply put, yay, Brittany's back. We missed
yay.
You.
Thank you. I missed you too.
Same sentiment over here as well. Thank you so much, Brittany. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. John and Gordy are here as well from our Civic Media Station Studio A1 out there, including birthday boy Gordy. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Made it around the sun another year, yes.
I know, yep. And I think it was Alicia on YouTube puts July is the best month to have a birthday. I can confirm. Yep.
That's right. Your birthday was earlier.
Was
right?
Last Thursday as well. So
and John's birthday is next Monday.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of old men, still getting it done. I was at Summerfest on Friday. And yeah. I saw Chicago. Now we didn't go for particular bands. We just knew we could go on the 4th of July, which, by the way, when Chicago sings Saturday in the Park, I think it was the 4th of July. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a built-in applause line right there. Right? They really got to cheer for that. But those three original members of Chicago are like 77, 78, and 79 years old. Still getting it done, you know, playing the horns and the.
And they're all roadies. Keyboards. The original band is gone.
No, they're not roadies. No, it's the keyboard player and two of the horn players.
And two of the horn players, that's right. Yeah. And the lead singer is like their fourth lead singer, you know, Peter Cetera being the first. But he's 69 and still getting it done, you know. Yeah. He got it done. Meanwhile, on another stage, it wasn't Hall & Oates. It was just Oates. It was John Oates. And... we didn't stick around.
Still sowing his oats. So.
A lot of people did not stick around for that.
Oh, John, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so you
he went.
Saw
he,
part of the show. Or?
We saw he kicked off with a Hall & Oates song, but again, you could see why it was Daryl Hall who did the singing by and large, and it was kind of a half-hearted thing. And then, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel review afterwards, because we didn't stick around that long, it was nearly an hour before he played the next Hall & Oates song. It was all stuff off my new album, which is what everybody wants to hear somebody say that you've been listening to for 40 years or more. You know,
wow,
yeah.
I saw Hall & Oates maybe 15 years ago, and it was, you
did
know,
you
I was,
say they had a fist fight on stage.
No, they didn't have a fist fight, but. But they never looked at each other. They didn't talk to each other. They didn't interact with you. And they were on the opposite sides of the stage from each other. You felt that. You felt like, okay, these guys don't really like each other. But they played all their hits, and it was okay. But it wasn't a great show. It wasn't an exciting show. But I felt. I don't know. I just felt like there was something missing.
They cashed the check. They cashed That's the it. Check, and it was all good. Did you do anything over the weekend for your birthday? Or are you doing anything today?
My big highlight of the day is I'm going to be mowing the lawn. That's it. It's perfect day for that. Low humidity, not too bad temperature wise. No, I don't really have anything planned. I saw my daughter yesterday and she wished me a happy birthday. My son who lives in Indiana, I expect he'll call at some point, but that's pretty low key birthday. I think this year,
John,
I don't have much planned.
Tell me you've got something more exciting planned, John, anything?
I think it
he might have some surprise for
age.
Me. I don't know.
I think we want that low key birthday.
Right.
we don't want a big celebration of how much older we are.
I mean, that is true. There was no party this year, but my wife remembered. She knows one of my favorite things is ice cream cake. And so we have been nibbling at that for like pretty much every. I can guarantee you that I am 48 minutes away from the next slice of ice cream cake. It's not just for breakfast, kids, but it's a good breakfast.
What is it about? Yeah, I love ice cream cake too. I mean, that's the best kind of cake ever, even with the little whipped cream in it too. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like it very much.
Yeah.
John, meanwhile, while you wait for your birthday, you mentioned shopping for EVs. Is that like your birthday present to yourself?
You know, I'm beginning to think, and we got a lot of hybrid cars recently in used cars, and it's wonderful. They're great, but they're really getting old. They don't have all the recent technology, you know. Stopping because of a car stopped in front of you or something like that, you know, some kind of notification. I want something new. I want something EV-ish. And I read a story on, I get an email, Midwest Energy News.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I got the cow news, you know, with
from
the
last week, solar panels. Shade. Yes. Yeah, yes. Really? We milked that story a couple of days last week as well.
Yeah. Got a gallon, right?
Yep.
So anyway, you know, I read a story on there saying that if you're in the used car market, what you should do is look for used EVs because they are lower priced than gas vehicles out there. So I thought, well, I'm going to check it out. And I went to my favorite app, and that's Car Gurus. They're really great for used cars because you can pick between, you know, dealerships or individuals selling cars or both. And I looked at a whole bunch of them and they're really low priced. But the thing is, the rebates for these EVs are coming to an end, and they're coming to an end, I believe, at the end of September.
Oh, yeah. The Trump administration can't get rid of those fast enough, you know, with their deal that they made with the oil companies and everything else. So, yeah, if you want those rebates, you got to move soon. And I know we got a hybrid just about 2 years ago now and like it very much. I can't see us going back to anything other than, you know, a hybrid or an EV after this.
Yeah, I was thinking for the hybrid as well. I thought that's the best idea so far. But I also saw a video where a guy was criticizing it because the hybrids have to drag around these engines, you know, the different engines, and it would, you know, lower the quality of the engine and the fuel economy. But here's the thing. The EVs, if you get a new EV, that tax credit, $7,500, goes away September 30th. And if you get a used car, it's a $4,000 credit. And on CarGurus, it's already deducted from the price of these EVs. And they're really good. I mean, under $20,000. And you get this high-tech thing from 2023, 2022. So it's actually a pretty darn good deal. I recommend that as the app to use.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I am on my third Jeep Wrangler over the years, and I love it. But I'm now getting to an age where I've told Sherry that, you know, whenever this thing is done, and it won't be done anytime soon, but I said my next one is going to be, I'm putting my Tucus in like a Buick or a Cadillac, something soft, solid, you know, because I love it, but I'm ready. And I'll never forget about 15, 20 years ago when we had to rent a car someplace, probably visiting one of the daughters, I don't know, and they put us in a Cadillac. Like, I didn't ask for a Cadillac. I don't want to be in this. This is an old person's car. By the end of the week.
Yeah, you loved it.
I was so sold. I'm like, now I can't wait to get old because I'm going to get one of these babies. So
was it an SUV? Is that
No. It was just, you know, whatever it was at the time, one of their current models, which, you know, is all fine and good, but I don't know. I have to. It means I'm thinking again about, like I said, the birthday from last week, and I'm talking about Cadillacs, and I'm just I'm not sure. Alicia, who had her birthday, says I'm still nibbling on my German chocolate cake that my kids got me for my birthday on Wednesday. Well, Alicia, we are so in sync on that because ice cream cake's my favorite. But if it's going to be cake, it's got to be German chocolate.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. What did she say here? They couldn't find a 4 for being 41, so they used a 3 and took 10 years off for me.
Wow.
That was nice. Wow. Or they're lying, you know, they put in the wrong age.
That's quite the present.
Cake, you know? Yeah, that's it. It's feeling a little bit younger that way. So you haven't pulled the trigger on the EV yet, or are you still, shopping?
I'm thinking, I haven't pulled the trigger, and I picked out a few favorites. You know, they have all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive. You have to think about all those things. But you get all that technology that, you know, if a car stops in front of you, your vehicle slows down or stops. I love that stuff.
But with these things so much more computerized, I worry about like planned obsolescence. Like at some point you're going to be in the middle of a drive and you're going to be like, sorry, Windows 10 is no longer supported in this vehicle. You know, they won't update the batteries or whatever the case may be. It's like,
well, Apple has their app, and then there's Android that they have their app on these radios that you get in these cars now. But yeah, there's going to be a new app. And we won't be able to install it on our very expensive EV platforms. And so, you know, we'll be looking for a new vehicle. And by the way, if you want to replace like a radio, remember in the old cars, you could just replace a radio with a high-tech radio. Well, you can't do it with these big screens that pop up now.
All those big screens. I mean, I'm almost intimidated because, again, you know, you get any little problem with it, you got to replace that whole thing. It's, you know, it's like having a big screen TV in your car, which, again, it's nice until something goes wrong. And then you got a whole lot of nothing going
well,
on.
That's what we tell people when they're driving to work, you know, always watch us on the TV. They have it in their car and listen Bluetooth through their radio.
We're as high tech as it gets for morning radio here. Talking to John and Gordy, a local update's next for some of you. Otherwise, we're right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitler from Up North News. Sign up for those newsletters, upnorthnewswi.com. Back in a bit.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Hear every Brewer game all season long right here on WBZH.
Swinging a bouncer, hit the third, double play ball. Ortiz for Terang for one, the first, a double play.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
Swinging a fly ball, right center field. It is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here!
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH, the Buzz of the North.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Looking for opportunities to volunteer in our community? Join the Volunteer Hub, put together by Sawyer County and the Hayward Area Rotary Club. The Volunteer Hub is an online platform connecting residents and visitors with over 60 local nonprofit organizations in Hayward, including Northwoods Humane Society, the Salvation Army, Sawyer County Senior Centers, Fishing Has No Boundaries, Sawyer County Medical Reserve Corps, Wisconsin Horse Spirit, Camba Trails, Northwoods New Life Resource Center, Hayward Lions Club, and so many more. To sign up for the Volunteer Hub, send an email to northwoodsvolunteer@gmail.com. Again, that's northwoodsvolunteer@gmail.com. Of course, it's Monday and the flea market is open 8 o'clock until 3 o'clock at the Hayward Sports Center. Check it out. Over 100 booths inside and outside of the Sports Center. Again, Northern Wisconsin's largest indoor flea market, happening 8 until 3, the Monday flea market here in Hayward. Once you go there, head over to the Hayward Farmers Market, happening at the Lumberjack Bowl, starting at 9 o'clock and going until 1. Great place to find your flowers, baked goods, canned goods, honey, maple syrup, and artisan crafts for all tastes and more. Again, today, from 9 until 1 o'clock, the Hayward Farmers Market at the Lumberjack Bowl. Need help with your gadgets? Well, Hello Tech is offering free help from 10 until 11 o'clock at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library, Wisconsin Highway 27. You know where the Hayward Library is. Check that out. 10 until 11 o'clock, you can get one-on-one assistance with your phones, tablets, or laptops. Staff will be available by appointment if possible, 715-634-2161. That's 715-634-2161. You can drop by anytime between 10 and 11 o'clock if you wish as well. Helping with your gadgets at the Hayward Community Library. Hayward Community Food Shelf will be open today from 9 until 12 o'clock. This happens every Monday morning and the first Saturday morning of each month from 9 until noon. Hayward Community Food Shelf offers help with your grocery bills and help with your grocery list. Check them out again, 9 until 12, the Hayward Community Food Shelf, located on Highway 63, just outside Hayward. Junior naturalist Creature Cuisine is meeting at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area on Randysack Road in Cable at 10 o'clock on Tuesday. Find out what's on the menu at the Creature Cafe. Junior naturalist programs offer environmental education for children entering grades K through 6 through games, art, and outdoor exploration. Meet at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area at 43135 Randysack Road in Cable. And then there's also Little Naturalists. This is for children ages 3 to 6, but older siblings are welcome to attend as well. Little Naturalists are going to be looking at animal architects, discovering the brilliant builders of the animal kingdom. Little Naturalists offer opportunity to play and explore in our environment using our senses and imaginations. So again, that's happening at the Wayside Wanderings Natural Play Area on Randysack Road in Cable. The Little Naturalists, Animal Architects, starting at 10 o'clock. Then there's Story Time by Northwest Connection Family Resources happening at the Sherman and Ruth Community Library Tuesday, July 8th from 10:15 till 10:45. Story Time is geared towards babies to four-year-olds. For more information, call 715-634-2161 for more information or visit the library's Facebook page. There's a free movie on Tuesday, July 8th at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library starting at 12:30 until 2 o'clock. Enjoy this free screening of the Lego Movie and enjoy some free popcorn as well. Again, free movie at the library starting at 12:30 until 2. Screening of the Lego Movie happening at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library on Highway 27 in Hayward. Cable Natural History Museum has a special Talon Talk live raptor program. Join the live education raptors in person. Learn about the amazing world of birds of prey from the naturalists there at the museum from 2 until 3 o'clock, again on Tuesday, July 8th, happening at the Cable Natural History Museum. If you're a nonprofit or community organization and you'd like to have your event announced right here on the community calendar, go to the Civic Media app, which is a free download from the Apple or Android store. Once you have that app downloaded, search for WBZH within the app. Click on that, make it My Station, and then you can send us an email through the app by attaching your flyer or information. You can also send us a text message as well. Finally, you can send an email directly to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. And we'll do our best to fit that into the community calendar of events airing both here on WBZH and WHSM. You've been listening to the WBZH Local Report on Mornings with Pat Creetlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward area, head over to our website at wbzh.fm and subscribe to our newsletter. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreetlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information in 20 minutes on The Buzz of the North. It's 8:29.
This is The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. New data shows more Wisconsin residents have been suffering from liver issues related to excessive alcohol consumption over recent years. According to a recent study, the number of Wisconsin residents who died as a result of one of the most common alcohol-related liver diseases rose from about 330 in 2019 to nearly 450 in 2023. The data also found that alcohol-related liver diseases leading to death are becoming increasingly common in women and younger people between the ages of 25 and 44. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin State Legislature officially passed a new biennial budget in the early hours of Thursday morning. The newly approved budget covers over $111 billion in spending over the next 2 years, including increased funding for the child care industry and universities of Wisconsin. The budget also includes a roughly $1.4 billion tax cut targeting the middle class. Governor Evers and lawmakers rushed to complete the budget process to avoid complications with Medicaid funding under the federal budget bill. An Ashland-based construction company has filed a lawsuit against the City of Rice Lake and Rice Lake Utilities Commission regarding the contract for a water main replacement project. According to the lawsuit, M. Jolma was one of six companies to bid on the project in May. Company officials say they submitted the lowest bid at just under $500,000, but the contract was awarded to a Cumberland company with a bid that was about $1,500 higher. The project is currently scheduled to get started by early August. Burnett County officials are advising residents of a boat landing closure in Oakland Township. According to a press release, the Devil's Lake boat landing will be closed for about 45 days beginning on July 21st. The closure is part of a reconstruction project, which will see the installation of a new boat ramp, the replacement of the aging restroom building, and the repavement of the driveway. County officials also say the project will force them to partially close the parking lot area from July 16th to July 20th to set up the necessary equipment for the project. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season, viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 80. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Our low 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with again a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I suppose I should have used my little disclaimer that I could be wrong when I give an opinion on something. Oh. In this case, it's about John Oates of Hall & Oates on the text line from Carmella in Milwaukee. Pat, I disagree with you regarding John Oates. I was pleasantly surprised by his solo performance. It had a blues R&B vibe, very mellow. It was nice. She also notes, I couldn't get close to Chicago in the BMO Pavilion, so we sat next to it on the dockside and chillaxed to Chicago while getting a great view of the lake. And also some nice photos or clips that were accompanying that. So, Carmella, thank you very much. First off, about Chicago at the BMO Pavilion. Again, it's been a while since I've been at Summerfest. That BMO Pavilion is wonderful. And we did get there early, not just because I've been listening to Chicago's music all my life, but because we sensed the crowd might be a bit much, and we were able to get in and just had to be patient. Here's how you get to be patient. There's a food stand nearby, Saz's. Parker, you ever have Saz's in Milwaukee?
No, I haven't. I'm intrigued. Oh,
that was our favorite, you know, barbecue place to go to, and now 30 years back when Sherry was going there for medical school. But, you know, they still get it done. But the thing that we had there, and I saw Dan Schaefer put up something on social media as well, they have a version of fried mozzarella that is insane because it appears, I don't know this for sure, but it seems like it's wrapped in like wonton wrapping paper or something around a mozzarella cheese stick.
Okay.
And then you deep fry it. So you got this kind of crispy crust around the cheese.
Yeah.
And the marinara that is really flavorful, very has really good chunks of tomato in it. Insanely good. So we went for one, we split an order, and then we realized that wasn't enough. So we actually each ended up getting, I had to go back for more to get another order and waited there. But, you know, as far as John Oates, if I had never heard of Hall & Oates, if I'd never seen him, I probably would have said the same thing. Yes, this is a nice blues R&B vibe. Although I got to say, the first couple of songs, they struck me as, Parker, do you ever recall, you might not be old enough, Tim Meadows, when he was on Saturday Night Live, played a character called the Ladies Man?
No, I don't
very,
think so.
Very smooth, always talking about the ladies. And the songs were a little bit in
outdated.
That vibe. Not outdated, but, you know, it wasn't my particular vibe.
Sure.
So, Mr. Mathers letting us know that, the wonton wrapped mozzarella sticks are the best. And Mathers goes on to say, I love Saz's so much. They catered our wedding.
Wow.
Mr. Mathers, I already thought you were a smart man to begin with, Eagle Scout and everything else. You had Saz's cater your wedding. Like how do you top that?
That's
pretty, so good.
Wow.
That is perfect. So good on you. And Carmella, thank you very much for the comment. And I like that. Folks, I can't say that enough. If you don't agree with something of mine, put it out there. Say, hey, you know, how about this? Think about it that way. And it doesn't have to be like some of the comments with the name calling and the
Pat,
insults.
No, you're wrong. Mm.
You're just liberal communist. No, just throw in a note and say, look, have you thought about this point of view? Which, by the way, 24 hours from right now, I think we're going to get into with Dan Schaefer and whether Governor Evers should run for a third term. In fact, I believe we have something on the text line about that. Yeah, it was Lori in Hayward said, good morning. I would like to weigh in on the question, should Governor Evers run again? I definitely think he should run again. Why mess with a good thing? In this time of turmoil, it is not the time to try new things. Let's stick with Governor Evers. Lori in Hayward. On our text line. And again, you can go to the Civic Media app and you can either use the text feature or the voice note feature. and send us your message one way or another. Or go in the comments section like Alicia did on YouTube. And she says, we have a couple of places that do the wonton wrap on their mozzarella sticks here in the Fox Valley, and they are the best. So there you go. I don't know that I've ever had wonton wrapped mozzarella sticks before, but I'm going to have more now.
I've never had this, and I'm so intrigued.
Yeah. Got a few things to talk to you about from a Courier Newsroom standpoint. Up North News is part of Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy news network. And interestingly, the last time I mentioned Melissa Ryan's newsletter, Control-Alt-Right-Delete, her newsletter, most recent one, is how the internet is being improved and how it's going to be broken again. And so there's improvements on emerging platforms like Substack and Blue Sky, but then she notes AI slop is coming for us all. And I didn't realize that that was like a term. I just thought she was making a comment on AI, that it's, you know, sloppy or whatever. A couple of days later, I see Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which would have been, I think, from a week ago last night. And the whole thing was about AI slop. That is an actual term for all of the AI stuff that's coming in at us now on our social media feeds and more.
Slop is it's a very internet term. If you watch any, streamers on like Twitch or anything, Pat, I know I'm really not talking your language right now.
You're really not. No.
The slop is definitely a common thing, and I'm actually kind of glad that that has made its way to the regular discourse.
To the normies.
About AI.
The normies are talking about slop now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that the normies have got it, I am excited to hear people understand that. Yeah, there's some stuff that's just junk.
You know, it used to be. Again, old man alert, but, you know, you'd pick up the phone, the wall phone, you know, the landline, and it would be like some kind of a telemarketer, and you could endure it or you could hang up. And then we got, we got junk mail in the mailbox. Well, now you get email, you get spam. This is the next iteration of it, is this stuff that you see in your social media feeds. And at first, I'm tempted to take the phone and show it to Sherry and go, look at this. And then, but you look and you go, no, there's just no way. I don't mean the obvious thing like a talking baby. I just mean that there's people that are playing with imagery or creating imagery that is going to cause such trouble. I mean, it's going to cause a war at some point when, you know, India thinks Pakistan lobbed something their way or vice versa. It's ugly out there. And nobody knows. John Oliver, for all the times he comes up with solutions to things, he's like, there's no solution to offer you here. It's just, you just need to be warned. Do not necessarily believe everything that comes at you in terms of, you know, AI imagery, animation. Well, heck, even audio. I mean, for all you know, this show right now could have been completely designed by AI audio. Anyway,
there's
a little glitch there. Anyway, you were saying.
There is I think it's a YouTube channel that started it, or maybe it was a TikTok account that started it. It's called Presidential Discord, and they take presidents' voices and they make them just have like weird conversations.
Oh, no.
And it can be kind of entertaining. I'm kind of a fan of that.
See, and I can see how it can be entertaining. And, you know, an off example of that would be Billy Joel last year released his first single in forever. And the video for it was AI created, in that it took Billy Joel through all this concert footage throughout decades. And in each case, he was singing in this new song. So it was 1970s Billy Joel singing it, 1980s Billy Joel.
Yeah.
And that's cool.
That's neat.
You know, at no point are you going to go, God, is that real? No, this you can enjoy. But unfortunately, we don't have the gatekeeper system that we used to have in the media. You know, anybody can put up anything now, and there's nobody babysitting the media to say, nope, you can't put that on. So,
out of curiosity, do you know, did that part of the Big Beautiful Bill?
That is gone.
That's gone? Okay, good.
Yeah, that part was taken out. There was going to be this ban on states regulating AI for a period of 10 years. And that's one of those where people actually did find out ahead of time and said, no, that cannot stay. And so, no, that is out of the bill, fortunately.
But again, you're
depending not just on Congress, and it's funny enough when Congress tries to do this, but now state legislators, you know, if they want to try to regulate AI, and appoint themselves as mini experts to try to figure it out. All I can say is good luck. Do a lot of homework. Have a lot of experts come testify on your proposals and on your bills before you do anything that you might regret.
It is okay to admit that you don't know everything, and you can bring in someone who does know more about something.
Yes. And even then, I mean, look, don't do nothing. If you have the ability to protect people in some way, shape, or form, then, you know, give it a go. But just be careful not to overdo it. I mean, there's only so much we can turn over to all the tech bros and the hackers and everything else. But speaking of tech bros,
well, it went so well with Elon.
Elon Musk wants to start a third political party. His falling out with Donald Trump is complete now, to the point where he's starting what he calls the America Party. And I just think that that's going to be the third strike against him. I think Elon Musk lost a lot of fans his first go around through into politics, where, you know, maybe they admired Elon Musk, didn't know his politics. And now here he is with Doge and doing things with our data. Goodness knows Elon Musk probably has all of our data now that's going to go into this America Party. And then strike two was trying to wade into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, where, again, there might have been people that were not necessarily inclined to vote for Justice-elect Susan Crawford, but did not like the idea that a billionaire could come in and drop million-dollar checks on people in an attempt to buy votes. That he said it was not an attempt to buy votes. It was bribery adjacent. You know, just sign this petition and you'll get money from me. And I'm glad that we talked to Jeff Mandel from Law Forward last week about that. But that was strike two on Elon Musk. And I think strike three is going to be this political party, simply because we've seen this before. We saw it with, you know, Ross Perot back in, 1992, whatever it was. And we've seen it repeatedly since then, where somebody's going to start the third party. Well, the third party is simply going to be a faction of either Democrats or Republicans. And in this case, I know a friend of mine, Jeff Christensen, noted on Twitter, this will basically be GOP light. You know, there's not going to be anything progressive, liberal, or at best right of center. But quite more likely, it will be just another, you know, right-wing party that is friendlier to tech bros like Elon Musk. So much like I'm warning you about AI slop, I'm warning you about political slop, partisan slop. What this country needs, quite frankly, is at least a third and a fourth party. One that is either center left and another that's center right, or one that goes full blown going, you know what, we are the Green Party, as it would be in other nations, and we are whatever, you know, you want to call your far right party. Although, let's not kid ourselves, that's pretty much where the Republican Party is now. So there's probably room for a center right party, and there's probably room for a far left party. And perhaps the sooner we get to a fourth and a fifth party, where you actually have to have coalitions to form a government, you actually have to talk with each other and compromise and make deals, maybe then we'll have a much more functioning political system than we do right now. But in terms of Elon Musk just saying he's going to start the America Party, first off, way to be full of yourself, buddy, the America Party. I mean, it's a vanity project, so call it the Tesla Party, call it the X Party, or anything else. But just know that this is probably strike three for you, and maybe it's just time to do the rockets and the cars thing again. A local update is next for some of you. For the rest, a few final news and notes from Lake Wissota, right here live on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in the Hayward Lakes area today. I recently had a conversation with Chris Ruckdashel, Executive Director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, and we talked about Muskie Fest.
We felt it went very well, but it was an eventful weekend, including some events we weren't necessarily expecting.
Right.
with the overnight storm, it would have been Friday night into actually early Saturday morning is when it occurred. So I can talk about that in a second, but overall, we were so pleased with the weekend. This was, again, an extra special and big year, our 75th anniversary. It was very special to have roughly 35 of our Muskie Fest queens back in town this.
Yeah.
What a cool gathering. There were some different events for them throughout the weekend, everything culminating in them riding in the Grand Parade, of course, on Sunday. Yeah. That made things extra special. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite shots, if you haven't seen it yet, in which there's a scroll past them, set it to some perfect music for the setting, that to me was just such an iconic look to see, and how neat is it to see our... The furthest back that we went is the 1958 Queen was able to make it. How cool was that?
Very cool, yeah.
But everything, you know, the weather was kind of a big part of the story this weekend. With not only the storm, but Saturday and Sunday, very steamy. Matter of fact, Friday wasn't all that cool either.
Right.
you know, it's safe to say those could be the two warmest days of the summer for Hayward is the Saturday and Sunday Muskie Fest. That's very possible.
Yep.
The storm that rolled in early Saturday morning, yeah, that left a lot of our vendors, art and craft vendors' tents mangled.
Including yours, the chamber tent.
Including our chamber tents.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was pretty devastating to see because, you know, first thing that morning, it looked very much like a... almost a tornado had gone through parts of it.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe the most heartbreaking thing of all is we did have some vendors that lost significant amount of their product. Some mm-hmm. of them literally couldn't finish the weekend. Their product was gone or they just didn't have enough left.
Yep.
That's what's really heartbreaking because, you know, so many of them, all the hours that they put into this type of thing. But here's the good thing. We got up and running with, you know, help from various folks. Really, we were able to get up and running by 9:30 on Saturday morning like we normally would for the day.
Yep.
And we're not able to capture the exact number of folks in that pass through Muskie Fest in a weekend because it's not a ticketed event, so we can't capture that precisely. But we were very pleased with the crowds and the people that came out, maybe especially because of the very warm weather. I mean, mm-hmm. it was not an easy day to be out for very long. But we enjoyed, you know, all of our musical entertainment throughout the weekend. They did a great job. We, you know, can't thank our presenting sponsor enough, Adventure RV and Power Sports at Hayward. Without them, and as well as our other large sponsors, all of our sponsors for that matter, you know, we couldn't pull something like that, this off. So that was so appreciated. It was so good to have WHSM, you guys remoting in. You know, you had some damage too.
Yeah,
to your area.
Of our two tents, we lost one. Yeah. So,
but yet you bounced back so quickly.
Yep.
So we so appreciated that type of coverage, and we were happy. We had the fishing contest once again, which of course is a staple. The whole reason we're having this festival every year now for 75 years is to celebrate catching large world record muskie in Hayward area waters. But it's more than just muskies as well, of course, with the hundreds of lakes and all the fishing around here. But we're appreciative to the Hayward Lakes chapter of Muskies, Inc., mm-hmm. along with the Hayward Bass Club that put on the fishing contest.
Yeah.
A medallion hunt, that was a hit this year.
Yes.
We originally were planning on that as... You know, we started planning on that even before last year's Muskie Fest of when we were looking towards the 75th and thinking, okay, we got to do some extra special things for the 75th. Medallion hunt was an early idea that was thought of. And at that point in time, we were thinking that this is going to be, you know, a one-off, you know, 75th, we're going to do a special medallion hunt.
Yeah.
Well, the way that things went, and I think the level of interest and the feedback that we've already received at how much fun people had in looking for this medallion, you know what? It's not official yet, but it's almost a foregone conclusion that we got to bring it back.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
This year's winner.
Especially with the prize that you offered.
Yes.
It was just like, wow.
The prize got people's attention, the $2,025, and our winner this year was Diane Taylor. The medallion was at the CC North Landing out on the Chippewa Flowage.
Yeah.
It was interesting to talk to Darren Jensen of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. It was funny. The morning that it was found, even before we knew it was found, Darren was telling us that, there were like, 45 to 60 cars out at the landing.
Yeah.
There weren't even room for boat trailers to park. So it's kind of a note to ourselves that, okay, maybe we gotta find a place that obviously can accommodate all of this. We actually were really pleased with the cadence of the clues that we think it added, it built the excitement one day to the next. It couldn't have happened more perfectly because we wanted it to be found on Friday of Muskie Fest week. Or that was the perfect day because we wanted to play it up for several days. It could have been found sooner in the week, but we also definitely wanted somebody to find it.
Well,
so we also didn't want to go through the week with not being found. So that worked out really, really well. I want to give a special shout out to our Muskie Queen who was crowned last Friday night at the Park Center, and that's Macy Reinke. Both to Macy as well as our other Queen candidates, Alexis Schober, Emma Blinkwalt, and Ariana Hendricks. I think they're going to represent Hayward very well over the next year and make everybody proud. The parade was wonderful. It was a hot day on Sunday. Our best float in the parade, as voted by our judges, was the Hayward Wesleyan Church's Vacation Bible School float.
Okay.
It was so cool to honor Lynn Melton, our Grand Marshal this year.
Yeah.
And, I think folks, they stayed cool enough to enjoy things on Sunday. So all in all, we were very pleased with the weekend.
Yeah.
And couldn't have had more fun, and we hope everybody that attended had a great time as well.
Yep, yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for that update, Chris. I know it was quick, but that's what we had to do, and it worked out well. So thank you for that update, and we'll have you back with more information on other events coming up.
You've been listening to The Morning Buzz on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WBZH shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Coming up after local news and information, my colleague Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:59.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Rescue crews continue to search for survivors in Central Texas after this week's deadly flash flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal was with one of those teams in Kerrville, Texas over the weekend.
We're in the air with the U.S. Coast Guard in Central Texas in the urgent search for survivors. The search made even more difficult by the dense forest below. Plane uniquely equipped with key life-saving technology, helping the operator pinpoint any potential survivors.
About 40 people are still missing on account of the floods. The death toll is at least 80, and rain has already started up again in Central Texas, with 1 to 2 inches already falling today. A considerable flash flood warning has been issued for Llano County. A meeting at the White House today between President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're expected to discuss a ceasefire proposal for Israel's war with Hamas. This is ABC News.